We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Namaste, radiant viewers. Namaste means greetings in Marathi, spoken by about 71 million people, mainly in Maharashtra, India, and neighboring states. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Center and South America Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Guin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, and Candelaria Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos, in Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar, in Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10, in Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc, in Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Desamparados, Aserí, and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cable Visión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hanul District, Channel 52 on Midelhel Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Test Erstream Cable TV. In Chicherlig of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Chagan Dalhe Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midelhel Cable TV. In Darhan Ulh Province, in Darhan, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Sharin Gorh Som, Channel 12 on Old Cable TV. In Dorongob Province, in Jamin Ud Som, Channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. And in Sinchan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Sinchan Som of Dorongob Province, Channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gobsumber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undur Som, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghots Cable TV. In Undurhan, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. In Hoft of Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskur Province, Channel 48 on Tla Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, Channel 58 on Tla Cable TV. Channel 26 on Elha Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotdor, Channel 21 on Erten Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Dunghara of Mandalsom, Channel 24 on Zahros Cable TV. In Sukbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Seling Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Ursum of Sukhbator Province, Channel 12 on Ocher Cable TV. In Tov Province, in Batsum Bersum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lung Som, Channel 20 on Narung Irden Ur Cable TV. In Jamar Som, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Uvurhangai Province, in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsum of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvun Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV.
In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.greatsc.cz, using channel search for Supreme Master TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Billytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Kuwait donates $250,000 for food assistance to Somalia. In animal news, a rare frog is seen in Israel after half a century. In community news, a 102-year-young Swiss-born psychotherapist enjoys a thriving career and life. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 25th, is Christmas, a joyful Christian holiday that is observed all around the world. It is an occasion filled with much jubilation in commemoration of the birth of Lord Jesus and the innumerable blessings and unconditional love he bestowed. Presents are exchanged in remembrance of the gift the three Magi brought to the infant Jesus, and uplifting Christmas carols are sung rejoicing in Master Jesus' sojourn on earth. Other traditions include special church services, decorating homes with colorful lights, and festive family gatherings. In the spirit of Lord Jesus' immense compassion toward all beings, scrumptious vegan delicacies are enjoyed by many. Sharing with our brother and sisters in need is especially renewed at this time. May our planet be graced by heaven with a glorious and peaceful future. Best wishes for a very special and Merry Christmas.
Flying news, 40,000 affected by Sri Lanka floods. As of Saturday, December 24th, officials from the nation's Disaster Management Center stated that rising waters from heavy rains across northern province had caused at least 10,000 families to flee to safer areas. As the incessant precipitation resulted in the overflowing of 33 main reservoirs, the Department of Irrigation warned residents in low-lying areas of potential floods as continued rain was forecast and water levels in other reservoirs were still rising. The government stated that 41 shelters helicopters had been made available in the hardest hit northern province districts of Kilinochi, Manar, Jaffna, and Mulay Tivu, where residents had already been striving to recover their stability after decades of internal conflict. In Kilinochi district alone, over 14,400 people were displaced.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is needed. Saying that funds are available for urgent necessities, she also asked that they go if possible to render aid to the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Sri Lankan officials and personnel, for your caring response, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her sincere concern. May such weather extremities be lessened as humanity's kinder ways foster a restored ecosphere.
Tornadoes caused damage in Georgia, USA. On Thursday, December 22nd, a powerful storm with three tornadoes, as confirmed by the National Weather Service, swept through the northeastern part of the state, with Gordon and Floyd counties being the most affected. At least seven people were injured, while six buildings were destroyed and some 100 others damaged, as trees were uprooted and more than 20,000 homes were left without electricity. Officials in Gordon County declared a local state of emergency, while the Red Cross set up a shelter in case of any need, and cleanup efforts as well as utility repairs began as crews arrived from southern Georgia as well as Tennessee.
We thank all officials, emergency teams, and the Red Cross for your help in restoring regular function to the affected areas, wishing the injured a soon recovery as we pray for a more gentle tomorrow through our striving for greater benevolence as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thank you.
eggs of a hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass in the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 395. Be vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Master Ching Hai International Association Christmas Charity News from around the world.
Hello, children!
Inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's example of humanitarian service, especially during the Christmas holiday season, our association members around the globe have sought out ways to assist those in need in their own communities.
Thank you.
In South Africa, our association member dressed as Santa Claus to throw a fun vegan party for disadvantaged school children, introducing them to tasty plant-based fare while playing the delightful animated film Birds of Paradise, inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
Our association members in New Jersey, USA visited the Palisades Emergency Residence Corporation, or PERC, homeless shelter in Union City, where they offered delectably wholesome vegan meals, gift bags, and SOS flyers to 80 delighted people who had arrived, as well as to the working staff and volunteers. The shelter also gladly accepted Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
I want to thank everybody for their wonderful donation of food and Christmas presents for everyone here. It's been a wonderful experience.
The food is superb, really.
Meanwhile, Loving Hut, Sydney, Australia, handed out warm vegan meals and hearty sandwiches to the homeless. And in Formosa, or Taiwan, our association members delivered 100 sleeping bags and 100 coats to the Ren An Foundation of Ping An Station, Jia'i, for distribution to the homeless in Jia'i and Yuanlian. They also provided health-promoting vegan food for the foundation's annual year-end party.
今天特别感谢青海无上士世界会捐赠仁安基金会大衣100套睡袋100件，让这些被服务者能够感受到无上士给的这些物资，让感到温暖。
On this special time of year, we thank all organizations and individuals for your loving care shown to the less fortunate. With gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her encouragement toward giving and sharing, we pray for a time when everyone may coexist in peace and happiness.
China and OLAC or Vietnam advance peaceful bilateral relations. During a two-day visit this past week, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping and OLAC's or Vietnamese Vice President Nguyen Thi Yuan discussed ways that their countries could further cooperation and solidarity.
At the conclusion of their meetings, they agreed to adopt accords that would peacefully address any differences, including issues concerning the South China Sea, while Vice President Xi pledged to foster steady growth of ties between the two neighbors. The visiting Vice President also attended the 12th China-Vietnam Youth Friendship Meeting, where he called upon the country's leaders and youths to uphold the historical friendship and mutual support between the two countries. We are glad for your cordial visit, Your Excellencies, and your efforts to highlight cooperation as a means of resolving all differences. May the people of China and OLAC flourish in prosperity, friendship, and peace.
Pigs and chickens culled en masse in efforts to contain deadly illnesses. Facing the worst outbreak of foot and mouth disease since 1997, when 3.8 million were killed in an epidemic of the illness, Formosa, or Taiwan, has slaughtered 983 pigs at a farm in the southern city of Tainan after they were found to be infected. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, December 20th, Hong Kong culled more than 19,000 chickens as it raised the area's bird flu alert to the level of serious after several birds tested positive for the H5N1 virus strain. And in Bangladesh, on the same day, the government killed almost 14,000 chickens and destroyed approximately 50,000 eggs as it endeavored to prevent the spread of disease. It saddens us deeply to know of the suffering and deaths of these thousands of animal co-inhabitants. With heaven's grace, may all such tragic incidents be prevented through humanity's switch to life-sparing and nourishing vegan fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella.
Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes.
347 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Dog gives her life to save young girl. When flash flooding from tropical storm Sendong collapsed the roof on which she had been standing with her parents, brother, and the family dog in Mindanao, southern Philippines, 7-year-old Jenny Lou Yekyek was frantically separated from her family in the rushing waters. Despite her panic, she suddenly realized that the family's dog was swimming beside her and that the canine, who was also pregnant, was bumping her lightly as if saying something.
In a flash of understanding, Jenny Lou saw that the dog was trying to help her, and she held tight as the canine navigated her safely toward a plank of wood. However, as soon as Jenny Lou grabbed the wood, her faithful companion immediately sank into the swirling floodwaters and was never seen again. Rescuers later found Jenny Lou and reunited her with her joyful family in an evacuation center. The young girl said, "I would have died if not for our dog." With our hearts touched, we offer grateful thanks for the life-saving efforts of the heroic Yekyek family's faithful companion as we send our sympathies for her loss. Blessed be all families in appreciating the undying love and loyalty of our animal friends.
Save our planet. Extended lack of rain for the past year has led to a drastic reduction of water levels in the UK's River Kennet as of December 17, 2011, with scientists conveying their concern for aquatic life as sections of the riverbed become completely dry.
Save our planet. In a study published in the Journal of Applied Ecology on December 20, 2011, scientists in Ethiopia warned that the survival of the frankincense tree, whose resin is used for religious ceremonies and in perfume, is at risk due to factors that include over-harvesting of the resin and climate change effects that have slowed regrowth of the trees.
Hi, I'm Onky the Piggly, and I'm following the plant-based diet of kindness. Today, I'm going to share a tip on a way to help our animal co-inhabitants. You can visit your local shelter, and if allowed, take pictures with a camera or cell phone. Then post them on social networking sites or send them to your email or mobile phone contacts to help these animal friends find loving homes. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Kuwait donates $250,000 for food assistance to Somalia. The contribution was made to the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, for their ongoing relief operations to help up to 1.9 million people affected by famine. This includes those individuals who have been seeking refuge in neighbouring countries. Our sincere appreciation, Kuwait, for your generosity. Also, our deep thankfulness, the United Nations World Food Programme, for your dedication to providing sustenance to millions of brethren. May we soon reach the time when all have sufficient nourishment on a balanced and gentle earth.
In animal news, a rare frog is seen after half a century in Israel. The Hula painted frog, also known as the Palestinian painted frog, or Discoglossus nigriventor, has been discovered at Hahula Lake in northern Israel. The species was previously assumed to be extinct. Dr. Dana Milstein, an ecologist with the Israel Nature and Parks Authority, believes that the frog's survival is due to the decision to restore the Hula Valley marshes. Approximately 500 million migrating birds pass through this area every year. What joyous news! May such eco-friendly policies continue to support vibrant biodiversity on our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a 102-year young woman states that her plant-based diet contributes to her long and healthy life. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more cheerful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a hope-filled world. In community news, a 102-year young psychotherapist enjoys her wonderful life. Dr. Hedda Bolgar, a Swiss-born psychoanalyst, still maintains a thriving practice 4 days a week out of her home office in Brentwood, California, USA. She also teaches courses and continues her research. Dr. Bolgar co-founded the Wright Institute of Los Angeles and also began the Hedda Bolgar Psychotherapy Clinic to treat individuals who could not otherwise afford the cost. The joyful centenarian attributes her long and happy life to being vegetarian since she was 14, good genes, sleeping well, and not worrying about things which are yet to occur. She said, "I have a very strong feeling of connection with everything that's alive, animals, plants, trees, people." She also believes that the best time of her life is now. A heartfelt salute, Dr. Hedda Bolgar, on your amazing life. May you continue flourishing in good health, sharing your love and wisdom with many fortunate beings.
Please join us for a joke told in Mongolian, entitled The Great Liar.
Иртэ урдын цаг нэгэн зартай худалч ир амьдрдаг байжээ. Нас өдөр өндөр болж би энэ цөлж үхлээ хүлээж байв. Хидээгээр агуу худалч гэдгээр нэртэж өөрийн шог худал яриагаараа хүмүүсийг дандаа инээлгдэг байжээ. Нөхдөн түүнийг эргэж очихоор шийднэн тэднийд очиж гэн. Худалч ир тэдэнд ингэж шивнэв. Та бүгдийг сайн байна гэдэгт би итгэж байна. Би та нарт хэдэн мөнгө үлдээсэн байгаа. Намайг нас барахаар байшингийн доотхыг ухаарай. Тэгвэл та нар нэг мөнгөтэй баар болох болно гэв. Тун удалгүй нөгөө худалч ир нас баржээ. Орчуулах ёслын дараа хүмүүс байшингийн доотхыг нь худалчийн хэлсээр ухаж гэн. Фарыг гаргаж аваад үзтэл дотор нэгэн цаас байв. Түүн дээр "Хүмүүсээ, энэ миний хамгийн сүлжийн худлаг" гэсэн байжээ.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Japanese soba noodles, tradition and delight of the buckwheat noodles on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Japanese noodles are delicious. This is very nicely presented and is easy to follow. When I go back to Japan, I hope to surprise my Japanese friends with my newly developed culinary skills. Hopefully, it'll be a pleasant surprise to their taste buds. Bud from Australia.
Kind Bud, it's great to hear from you. Good luck with your fun and delectable preparation of healthful vegan Japanese cuisine. May heaven's munificent grace be with you and all the peace-loving people of Australia and Japan.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say namaste, which means goodbye in Marathi.
May inner harmony and bliss fill your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Commission announces a comprehensive 10 million euros aid package to Libya to help the nation's people transition to stability through assistance in areas such as civil administration and education.
15 Palestinian groups, including Fatah and Hamas, agreed to create a panel to oversee upcoming elections, with Hamas political leader Khaled Mashal expressing support for peaceful rallies toward the goal of an autonomous Palestinian existing side by side with Israel.
This year's top prize in Spain's famous traditional Christmas lottery, the world's largest, goes to the small, economically struggling town of Granyen, where 1,800 residents rejoice as they share the prize that awards each of them 400,000 euros.
Vietnam Telecom International partners with leading telecommunications firms from China, South Korea, and Japan to construct the Undersea Asia-Pacific Gateway Network, a fiber-optic cable system linking 9 countries and territories to provide high-speed broadband connections.
In a holiday visit to a London, UK center for homeless youth, Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, and the Duchess of Cambridge, Catherine Middleton, share their support and good cheer, with His Royal Highness bringing smiles as he demonstrates a hip-hop dance move.
The nonprofit organization YPOL in India launches a smartphone application to help ensure safety, especially for women, as it enables the user to press one button, which in turn transmits an alert to designated friends and family via text message, email, and Facebook for help.
After hearing that a local puppy had sustained extensive injuries in a fall, award-winning U.S. singer Pink pays $5,000 in medical bills to save a young dog's life at the Ace of Hearts Animal Rescue Organization, with the fully recovered canine now adopted by a loving family.
In partnership with the Formosan or Taiwanese Agriculture and Food Agency and Foreign Affairs Ministry, the charity World Vision sends 4,300 metric tons of rice to Kenya to help sustain 200,000 drought-affected residents.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.